You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's go rapid fire, handle non-Lions related issues. Hit the music. Yes, Rico. What can we say?
Well, Michael.
Kurt Cignetti dropped our nuts and we wore them as a hat Saturday. Yes, we can say that.
Are we run?
Yeah, we're good. I'm projecting.
All right.
It's okay.
Can we say that James Franklin's days are numbered at Penn State?
Yes. If that school has any spine, you cobble together the money. I don't care how ridiculous it is. If Jimbo can be bought out, James Franklin be bought out. Guy's a loser. Oh, but he wins all the games, except the important ones. He's a buster. Yes.
No, they're keeping him. They're going to keep them when they shouldn't, but they will.
Then they get what they deserve.
Correct.
And they'll be Ohio State and Michigan's pleasure pillow. Good. Okay. These commercials are ruining my life.
I beg you, never set me up with him again.
I'm sorry, Rico.
How many times is that commercial going to play during Monday Night Football tonight? 38.
If I didn't know you better, I would say you were drunk right about now.
Oh, my God, help me. God, get to tomorrow. No more ads.
Can we say that there is no clear-cut favorite for the Big 12 champion?
Yes, because the conference blows. I mean, Iowa State, you're dead now. Kansas State, you're dead now. Utah's been dead for a month. Okie State blows. UCF has primarily quit. You're left with, like, is Colorado who's going to go? They're no good. Awful conference this year.
Right, Colorado doesn't play, and they get a benefit from everyone else losing
this
week.
The whole conference is fugazi. It's awful. But they better be careful. They got to go out to West Texas, guns up, 2.5-point favorites in Lubbock.
All right, well, can we say? Don't do it. that Indiana will be playing Oregon in Indianapolis. For the Big Ten Championship.
Sure, Rico. I don't care anymore. Sure. No, I'm not going to do it. I think Ohio State beats them. I think this has to stop. It's not that Indiana's that good. It's just their strength of schedule is outside the top 100. Yes, they're burying people. I'll tell you what. I'll change my mind. They drop a bomb on Michigan, then you got my attention. I will be shocked if they bomb Michigan. They may beat them, but embarrass them? In a game with condensed possessions, show me.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll be playing Oregon in the Big Ten championship game. I truly believe they'll beat Ohio.
What's the over-under in that game? 86.5?
I would say probably 69-70.5. Mm-hmm. Oregon doesn't like to score as many points as Indiana. Can we? Guess I just have no say-so on this
show. What happened? What's wrong? Oh, you were being serious.
Yes.
Oh, I was being serious. Dave.
I'm not a Charlemagne the God fan.
Neither am I. It's about the commercial. It's not an endorsement. It's just how many times. Do you know how many times in the World Series I had to hear from him?
Do you know what I mean? Right. All the things that I don't really care about. Fortunately, it all goes away tomorrow.
Does it?
It does.
I hope you're right.
Campaign's over. That's it.
Tomorrow night, it's going to be a gala event. Popcorn election where everyone's losing their mind. And Bowling Green CMU on ESPN 8, The Ocho.
I guess, what do you got? That's 8 p.m. commercials in because voting's closed here.
Okay.
Can we say that someone other than Oregon, Georgia, Ohio State, or Miami will win the national title?
You said Oregon, Georgia, Miami,
and Ohio State.
I'm going to say no. I hate saying that, but I'm going to say no. I don't think Miami will do it. Their defense is horrible. But the other three, I'll go with it. I hate it, but I'll go with it. David, go ahead.
You did not include Texas, so I'm going to go with someone else will win it.
Okay.
Yes.
A little NFL action. Guys, the way it's looking, at first I put this in there being facetious, but now I'm starting to believe it. Can we say that the Bills will clinch their division by Thanksgiving?
Yes. Yes. The Dolphins, yikes. The Patriots, yikes. And the Jets, I know that was a cute little win, but yikes.
Right,
I could see them losing in the desert this week.
I think they got like a 4 or 5 game lead already.
Thanksgiving.
They're going to clinch by next week. It's this division is it's really bad.
I'm joking. Like, oh, they're going to
But that was the secret to the sauce for the Patriots for so long.
It was.
They would go 6-0 in that division because the division was largely
Can we finally say that maybe the Commanders are no longer that cute team? Maybe we should start putting a little respect on their name?
I've been waiting for you guys. You know where I stand on that. Yes. Jaden Daniels, he's the unicorn. It ain't stopping.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to say no. As long as Saquon continues to jump backwards over defenders, then the Eagles still have a shot.
But hold on.
No, yes, seriously, yes.
Okay, I was going to say.
Due to Dak being out for a few weeks, can we say that the Cowboys will now tank for the rest of the season for a draft pick?
I have no idea. While Jerry Jones says things look bleak, he still says he likes what he has in Mike McCarthy. Rico, I have no idea what is going on. Sure, they'll tank. They can't draft a QB. What are you tanking for? Travis Hunter? Is that what you're doing?
No, or just like a skill position player like Travis Hunter or the best defensive player that's out there.
Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah, I don't quite know what the Dallas Cowboys are going to do.
They would actually go for Jeanty. That's a Jerry Jones move.
Thanksgiving.
Well, just a few hours ago, he was saying they're going to make a deal at the deadline to improve.
What?
And then the news comes out about his quarterback even being worse than he thought. So I don't know what Dallas is going to do.
They're going to go get Bryce Young?
Can we say MSU's got to get serious about NIL or we should close the stadium? David,
It's a great place to be on a Saturday if you want to just hang out somewhere.
Giving.
Wow.
Go ahead. What else? Yeah, right.
Do they want to be a have or just an also ran?
So you agree with that thought process? I hate the whole sport at this point, but I'm saying you do have to choose.
You do, and we to simplify it.
Thanks.
Yes, they do need to upgrade. But just spending money doesn't mean you're going to win.
No, you gotta spend it smartly.
I do think that whoever comes up with the college football version of Moneyball equation will be a rich man.
So we need Bo Brisky, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Bob Salmon.
Yeah.
Pete Gunther.
Yeah, we need that guy that says, you know what, go get that third string tackle from, you know, the Citadel, and he's going to come in there and be the man.
So you mean be competent?
Yes.
Got it.
Can we say that the Chargers are sneaky good?
No. No. When I look at some of the teams they've beaten, I can't get there. Look, Harbaugh's going to do a good job there because it's what he does. But no, sneaky good? Like, no, I don't see them beating anyone of relevance in the AFC. No, for me.
No, the Chargers are like what the Broncos were. They were gaining wins on bad teams, and then they play someone good, and now you know who they really are. The Chargers are not a good team.
Can we say that the return of Christian McCaffrey could turn the table in the NFC West?
No, he's going to blow his Achilles out Sunday.
Not even close.
Absolutely
not.
Wow.
No.
Dude, coming back from this injury, this is silly. I'm telling you, there's a real risk he has a catastrophic Achilles event. I don't like this for you at all. I'd hold him out, but they've opened his practice window.
Yes. And that's what I'm saying. He's practicing this week. I would have brought him back in December.
If he is run CMC, all systems go, you could be right. But, Rico, I just have such doubts with that type of injury.
I would have brought him back probably the week before you play the Lions. But that's just me.
Or the week after Thanksgiving.
Can we say that the NFL needs to find some type of unity when it comes to the targeting rule? Because I saw so many hits that were targeting nothing.
When Keon Coleman got hit, that was worse than what Branch
did. But yet Max Crosby gets hit with a flag for hitting Joe Burrow. And I'm like, dude, no one heard the whistle. Chill out. It's not that personal. Rico, yes. College football, pro football, we need like a symposium. What is a tackle? Presentation by Kenny Cott.
But at least for college, even if you don't agree with it, it's like, okay, it was helmet contact. It's universally, it's bad, but at least I know immediately. For the NFL, because the whole time for Brian Branch, I'm thinking to myself, wait, he's going to stay in the game? There it is. He just got kicked out.
It also doesn't help when you MF the refs and double bird the crowd.
I've heard that.
Those are frowned upon in this establishment.
But what does Charlamagne the God have to say?
No. See, we were just poking fun at a political ad and you got all angry. So I'm not going to have David do that no more.
So
look what you did. He's all scared over there now.
Go ahead, David.
No.
Go ahead, David.
No, go ahead.
Oh, good.
That's... Sure. Can we say that Blitz 97.1?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.